Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
The slogan sounds simple enough, but supermarket chain Coles is now defending its discounting practices in the federal court. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission alleges Coles danced with the truth in how it priced household goods. Coles claims the promotions it offered were genuine and prices were influenced by inflationary pressures.
This is the case of the century.
Alan Fells is a former chair of the ACCC.
It affects millions of Australian consumers and households in hundreds of stores around Australia on essential goods and services and groceries.
He says Coles could face hundreds of millions in fines, as well as enormous reputational damage, even the possibility of a class action.
In some ways it's complex, in other ways it's a question simple of whether Coles has been fair dinkum, whether all those apparent price reductions that we see daily are true ones, or whether they just put the price up for a brief time, took it back to the original level, and claimed that it was a bargain and a discount.
Coles, on the other hand, will effectively be arguing that, well, it's a supermarket, it's entitled to increase prices. In fact, it will say it has held prices on the particular products down for a long period of time to look after consumers. At some point, it had to raise the prices, and it did raise the prices, and subsequently it discounted them, but the ticket on those prices was strictly accurate.
University of Melbourne Law Professor Jeannie Marie Patterson says this is a test case for how courts will interpret misleading conduct under consumer law.
So the court will be asked to choose between an approach to the legal prohibition that is based on the expectations created in consumers, that's the ACCC's argument, and the strict information that was on the price ticket, that's effectively Coles' argument.
One example raised in court today was a 1.2 kilogram can of wet dog food that was priced at $4 for almost 10 months. Coles then raised the price to $6 for a week, before dropping it to $4.50 and marketing that as a down-down discount. It's one of 245 examples raised by the ACCC, and Professor Patterson says the court's decision could impact other retailers too.
If the ACCC is successful, they'll be able to impose a significant penalty on supermarkets for misleading consumers for conduct that took place a while ago, that will be act as a real deterrent.
But, she stresses, the consumer watchdog still has to win.
I don't think it's in the bag. I think the conduct was bad, but I don't think it's in the bag yet.
The case is expected to run for 10 days. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.